The Manitoba Hydro building in Winnipeg is the first building to achieve Platinum LEED certification. In other words, it's about the greenest building in North America. Tom Akerstream was part of the team that made the building so green, starting long before the building was even built.
We changed the entire approach from a normal construction process of what I call a non-breathing building, which I refer to more as a submarine. So it had high levels of insulation, air tightness, and we use energy-efficient products. But basically, that building cuts off the environment. So to go to an energy-efficient building, we wanted the building to interact with the environment, to take full advantage of the natural sunlight, to take full advantage of the natural winds for ventilation, all of those other elements. So we call that climatically responsive design. And we optimize the passive systems and minimize the active mechanical systems. And by doing those two things, we're able to achieve significantly higher levels of energy efficiency.
So can you give me a couple of examples of some of the things that you put in place, which are perhaps a little bit more unusual?
The only double wall in the world with the double glazing on the outside, single glazing on the inside, that wall basically lives and breathes like it's like a skin. So in the winter, we can close it up. So it's like putting a parka on for the cold conditions. In the summer, we open it, so it's like basically taking the parka off and letting the air breathe right through the wall. We have a winter garden, which forms the lung of the building for all of the fresh air conditioning. We have a solar chimney, which creates a negative flow, so it negatively ventilates the building. We have a geothermal heating and cooling system, which is operating at about a 5.5 coefficient of performance, and that's where all the heating and cooling is provided in the building. We have a green roof, which reduces the air conditioning load. We have a high reflective roof on the tower itself, which reduces the amount of heat gain coming into the building by reflecting the heat back up.
And how important was the actual positioning and angle of the building as well?
The overall form of the building became an integrated approach for the overall design of energy efficiency. So the building is splayed open like a capital A, if you will, and that maximizes the southern exposure for low-grade solar thermal, and it minimizes the northern area for heat loss. In addition, the downtown grid in Winnipeg is 14 degrees off a north-south grid, so the building is pointing directly south. So we've actually orientated the building so it's pointing directly south. And a number of clients have asked our architect how he was able to get the building to be kind of moved on the site and twisted a bit, because that creates a different architectural look. It was really done, of course, for the energy efficiency and not for the architecture.
And when I look at the building, I mean, it has a very particular look to it, but it is basically a big office block. So some of the things that you've chosen, were they chosen aesthetically or environmentally?
Combination of both. When we started the design process, we sat down and we did an integrated design process where we brought all of the design team together right at the beginning. The architects, all of the engineers, the landscapers, everybody came together right at the beginning. The quantity surveyors, the construction people, etc. And we put together a charter. And on the charter, we had a couple things for sustainability and energy efficiency. And we went over everything that we could possibly think of to be energy efficient and sustainable and tried to incorporate them into the design in this integrated process. So the form was really a combination of Bruce Kiribara, the architect of the building, taking all of these elements and synthesizing them into this overall form that truly reflected all of the energy efficient features. And in terms of all of the products that we selected, for example, the carpet is 100% recycled material, the lighting systems, etc. We used materials that were local, indigenous to Manitoba, for example. The limestone on the outside of the building is indigenous. And so all of the materials were thought of for their sustainability that were incorporated into the overall design.
And what about the health of the employees inside? It's all very well being good for the environment itself, but what about the people?
You know, as mentioned earlier, the charter was put together, and the number one and the most important item of the charter was to ensure that we created a healthy and productive work environment for our employees. And we wanted to demonstrate with this building that connotation of the more energy efficiency that you have, the less comfortable the space would be. We wanted to demonstrate that to create the highest quality of space meant that we created the highest efficiency. And we were able to have proven that. The reason the two came together, of course, was your question on sustainability, low VOV paints, et cetera, all of those emissions. But in particular, everybody has natural light at their desk. That improves productivity and overall health. And mainly the ventilation air. Ventilation is critical for health. You know, you go into some schools, et cetera, where that air is continually recirculated, so you've got a bug in the air and basically a lot of people getting ill. In this building, we have 100% fresh air every 20 minutes in the winter, and even more than that in the summer, every 15 minutes. And 10 minutes in the intermediary period. So we have a tremendous amount of fresh air, which really improves the health of our employees. We have our old head office that we can use as a comparison. There are 2,000 employees in this building, 800 in the old head office, and the demographics are very similar. And we haven't statistically validated the numbers yet, but we're seeing well over a day less absenteeism for the people in this building compared to the people that aren't working in this building. And when you equate that to 2,000 employees, that's, you know, almost 2,000 to 3,000 extra man days of work, so it really improves on the productivity. And the overall cost of the building, we're comparing it as on a holistic approach of the overall cost, and we're not really seeing that big a difference. I think the most important question on your energy efficiency and the health of an employee, if you look at a cost per square foot of a commercial building, it's roughly $2 a square foot for a commercial building for the energy usage. For the leasing of the space and the furniture and all those other costs, it's roughly $15 to $20 a square foot in Winnipeg for a building. And when you look at the employee, it's over $200 a square foot for the cost of an employee. So if you can improve that productivity that we were talking about a minute ago by 2, 3, even 5%, it dwarfs all of those other numbers, but it's the most important issue on the page. And once again, Manitoba Hydro is here to provide a service to our customers, and the most important thing in building a building was to provide the highest quality of space. And I think we've proven that, and as well have saved a significant amount of energy.
Talking about the savings, then, what would it normally cost for the energy uses of a building like this in comparison to what you have here?
Typical building would be about $1.2 million a year, probably a little higher than that. And our building is sitting at around $400,000 and less. So we're saving around $800,000 a year. Given a cold winter, we'll save about $1 million a year. So a typical building in Canada uses 500 kilowatt hours per year. Most energy efficient building, about 300. Our building right now is operating at 85 kilowatt hours, so significant savings.
That's Tom Akerstream from Manitoba Hydro in Winnipeg. For more information, visit ManitobaHydroPlace.com.
Interviews from Passion for the Planet.
Copyright Passion for the Planet.
Listen to more interviews online.
Hear health, environment, lifestyle, personal growth, and business experts when it suits you.
Find out more at PassionForThePlanet.com.